English for Everyone, the show that brings you the best of European music and cultural interviews from here in Nantes and all across the continent.
Hello, this is English for Everyone. I am Ben O'Flynn, and I'm joined on the phone by Coty Kay from The Man from Anagra. His real name is Costantino Luca Rolando Kyriakos, and his album, Half a Century Sun, second album under his moniker, The Man from Anagra, is our album of the week. It was released on January the 25th on Inner Ear Records, and I'm joined by Coty today. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Benedict. I'm fine. How are you?
Brilliant. Thanks so much for coming to, and, well, not coming, talking to us at least. Thank you so much. We are really enjoying the album, and it's a pleasure
well,
to
I'm
have
coming
you on the
in
phone.
Spirit.
You are, exactly. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Let's kick off just by talking about the name, The Man from Anagra. What does it mean, and how did it come about?
Well, the project started like 3 years ago or something when I was on my summer house on an island here in Greece, and it was winter though. I was all alone, and I sort of started writing songs. All of a sudden, it wasn't something I had prepared at all. And well, I wrote a song a day or something, and pretty soon I had a whole album's worth of material. And I didn't know what to do with it because that's not what I was doing musically up to then. So I thought of a name that wasn't my name, because I had released already some solo records as Coty, like six or seven of them, but it's more like experimental electronics music, and so I really didn't know what to do it. So I came out with this name, so I could differentiate myself from it in a way. And so The Man from Anagra to me is somebody who has come from a faraway place, probably an island, with some songs. And so it's an alter ego of me, of course. And that's it, I guess.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, as you're saying, it is quite a departure. The music on your album, your latest album, in fact, both albums under The Man from Anagra, are quite a departure from your kind of electronic groove past. I mean, you've had so many collaborations over the years, with Tuxedo Moon and Stereo Nova, to name a couple. Is this a music you've always wanted to make? Because it's massively different.
Well, actually, it's definitely the music I want to make now. I think I've always made the music I wanted to make at the time. But yes, to me, now it feels like it's the music I should have always made. but you can only be yourself in a specific point in time. You can't be yourself forever, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yourself changes and evolves, hopefully, as time goes by.
And I'm reading a bit about the first album as well, and it seems to me that this is quite a sociable project, because we've been talking about the collaborations, and you've got Jim White on drums and Blaine L. Reininger from Tuxedo Moon on viola and vocals on this, and it seems like you've got quite a host of players on it. I mean, you talk about yourself alone on an island, but you seem to actually have quite a big collective going on to produce this music.
Yes, well, the first album came about when I was all alone, more or less. There's very few people playing on that one. But the second album, yes, I wanted to make something more... Well, I wanted to bring some friends in, really. And all of the players, most of them are friends or acquaintances, at least. So I just had to work up I just had to ask them. I was pretty nervous about doing that actually. So I had to work up the courage. But I did, and of course I happily played.
Well, it's great. It's fantastic. Let's talk about... I'm slightly curious about this sailor chap, because you've got this island and maritime theme running through the project and the album as a whole. But you've for listeners who aren't aware, well, actually, perhaps you could explain it, because I don't get it. This portrait of the sailor with the pipe that haunts the project. Who is he?
Well, I don't know about... I mean, in Greece, sailor with a pipe, the old sailor with a pipe thing, there was a time, especially like in the 80s and 90s, that was everywhere. Every house had one, or almost. I don't know. Actually, I did a little bit of research, and it's actually it's a Scandinavian painting, but they don't really know who the painter is, even though there is a sign. It's signed. So it's some old Scandinavian painting. And somehow Because the name, the man from Managra, to me, it's somebody who has traveled from Managra to wherever we are. So I thought this guy must be a sailor somehow. And yes, all this maritime theme somehow it infiltrates the whole project. Well, it definitely has to do with the fact that it was written mainly on an island as well, because that's where you find sailors usually. And so I just follow that. Really, it's a pretty subconscious process. It's not like as if I thought, okay, I'll do this and that. But it also sort of comes together as I go along.
All right. Well, let's talk about you in relation to where you're based, essentially in Greece. I found your tracks on such compilations as Corfu Lounge, Relax in Crete, Naxos Groove, and Aegean Lounge Experience. Would you say you're a Greek artist? I mean, on this album, you're singing predominantly in English.
Well, first of all, I don't know the compilation you're referring to. I'm very curious to find out about that.
Yeah, they're quite an eclectic collection of essentially groove and lounge music produced in Greece, I think, is the running theme.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. What was the name of the compilation again?
I was just listening around to your stuff, and it popped up on Spotify. There was one track on Corfu Lounge.
Corfu Lounge, god damn it. Who is that?
The other is Relax in Crete.
Really?
I can't
okay,
remember.
I'll check it out. I'll look for it in Spotify.
And
Jesus.
And there's Naxos Groove, which I think
really
might have been one with Stereo Nova, I'm not sure. And then there was Aegean Lounge Experience. And then there's also like Buddha cocktail something. There's a whole range of them.
God, I knew nothing about it. I mean, I knew there was one compilation, but it wasn't called like that. It was another one anyway. So so you asked me about how Greek I am.
Well, do you place yourself in a kind of Greek music scene?
Yes. Well, I live in Greece. That's true. Even though I've lived in other countries too, because I'm half Italian, so I was born in Italy and lived there for the first 5 years, and I studied in England, and spent even a little bit of time in Sweden. But well, to me, it is Greek music in the sense that I don't think that, let's say, a British person would sing in English, of course. But then, like we said before, all this maritime thing. I mean, the omnipresence of the sea, to me, it's a very Greek thing. So it might not be Greek music like, you know, like folklore music, but then again, we live in a world that there's no boundaries anymore, especially as far as art is concerned. I mean, you could be from, I don't know, Turkey and write, you know, music that sounds like it's Japanese. You know, if you grew up listening to that music, then I think you're entitled to use it in a way. So I definitely grew up listening to all sorts of pop music, and that's usually English or English-speaking songs. So I think I use it, but then again, I don't use it as somebody from another country would. So I like to believe that there is something special that I put a little bit of a Greek ingredient in it.
Sure, yeah, it comes across, and as you say, the sea provides a kind of a beautiful backdrop for the entire album, the whole project, at least for me. I was going to ask you about Sitiri Vedro and why the decision to sing in Italian, because that's one of the more it's got a real impact, that song. It's one of the more powerful ones.
Yes, well, that's definitely one of my favorite songs of the album. Well, Sitiri Vedro, so yes, it has to do a little bit, because actually the question you asked before about, you know, singing in English, I was a bit, skeptical about it, but that's how it came naturally initially. And then I thought maybe I should sing in Greek. But then I'll have to tell you, singing in Greek has all these wrong connotations to me somehow. And because I'm half Italian, I was born in Italy, actually my mother language is Italian, I thought, okay, if I can't sing in Greek, maybe I should try and sing in Italian and see what happens. And so that's how this song came, this one song came about. I found it actually quite hard to do that, but I really enjoy the outcome. Maybe I'll try and write some more songs in Italian.
Do, yeah, it really works. Why was it hard?
Why is it hard? Well, it doesn't have to do with, it has to do with the fact that, you know, singing in English, the English language, it's quite simple to me to use it for singing, whereas Italian or Greek, they have different connotations in my head. So it's really, it's more of a struggle, let's say. It's a process that's more difficult. The outcome, I like it. I love it.
Yeah, well, so do we. And we're going to play it for the rest of the week. Thanks so much for talking to us. I've got one more question. Can we expect in the future? A bit unfair because you've just released an album, but what's up next?
Well, we've played a couple of concerts here in Greece, and hopefully we'll play a few more in the summer. And, for the moment, I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with this album that we just released. And, of course, anyway, I'm writing songs quite often anyway, but I mean, ideas of songs. But as far as another release, I would wait for a couple of years, I would say. I'm not that much in a hurry to release a record. But, hopefully we'll be able to play some concerts outside of Greece. That's what I really would like to do.
That would be great. Come to France.
Yes.
You've got a big listenership here. Do come to France. You'd be come to Nantes, in fact, more specifically.
Yeah. Well. Well, actually, there's a friend who I thought was somehow involved with your radio station, but actually she's not. And she's I think she's asked me to maybe participate in next year in a festival, but nothing is definite yet. But if you want to arrange something, I'll be more than happy to come.
All right, I'll get the ball rolling. That'd be so good to have you here. It'd be brilliant.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Coty, thanks so much for talking to us. We love the album. Have a good one.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
English for Everyone, the show that brings you the best of European music and cultural interviews from here in Nantes and all across the continent.